Okay, so let's dive into this idea of stock market success. You know, we see all these flashy ads and promises of easy money online, but the source material you shared, it really cuts through the noise and gets right to the heart of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's refreshing actually to see that emphasis on hard work and steady as the real drivers of success.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about stumbling onto a hot stock tip.
It's about putting in the work, right? Like that part about analyzing 250 stocks, it definitely made me pause.
Yeah, 250, that's serious commitment.
It sounds pretty daunting at first, right?
It does.
So in this deep dive, I really want to unpack that idea. Why is that level of analysis so crucial? And maybe more importantly, how can someone actually implement that in their own investing journey?
Well, you know what I found really insightful was that idea of knowledge as power. Like, you wouldn't walk into a high-stakes negotiation without really understanding the other side's motivations, right? Their background, their
You
goals.
gotta do your homework. All right.
Exactly. The
Right.
stock market, it's no different. You're essentially entering into a negotiation every time you buy or sell a stock. So understanding the value, the risks, the potential opportunities, that's where the real power lies.
It's like you said, due diligence, not
Exactly.
just, throwing darts at a board and hoping for the best.
Right. And, you know, the source material mentioned something that I think illustrates this perfectly. Remember the flash crash of 2010?
Oh, yeah.
The Dow Jones plunged almost 1,000 points within like minutes. Can you imagine the panic?
I can only imagine.
And then it rebounded almost as quickly. Now, those who panicked and sold off their holdings based on fear, they probably took a big hit. But those who had that deeper understanding of market mechanics, a well-researched strategy, they were more likely to weather that storm and potentially even capitalize on the volatility. That's the power of informed action that the source keeps highlighting.
It's like having that bigger picture in mind, right? So you're not just reacting to every little blip on the radar. You understand the context.
Precisely. And that's where I think that analyzing 200 nifty stocks, it's not just some random number. It's about training your mind to look for those patterns, to see the bigger picture.
So it's not just about reading a company's website and calling it a day.
No.
What should someone be looking for when they're analyzing all those stocks? What are the key insights we should be trying to extract?
Okay, so the source actually gives us some really good clues here. It's about going beyond the surface,
Right.
really digging into the financials. We're talking dissecting earnings reports, scrutinizing things like price to earnings ratios, debt to equity. Really getting a sense of a company's profitability, its growth potential, its overall health.
Becoming financially fluent
Exactly.
in a
Kind of,
Sofony story.
and by analyzing 250 stocks, you start noticing patterns, you start noticing trends, you see what healthy looks like versus something that might be a red flag.
It's about developing that discerning eye.
Absolutely.
Those subtle cues that the average person might completely miss.
Yes. Moving beyond those hot stock tips
Yeah.
and really building that framework for making informed, independent decisions.
Building that solid foundation. But how do we take all that knowledge, all that analysis,
Yeah.
and turn it into action? How do we go from, reading all these reports to developing an actual trading strategy?
Well, that's where that idea of continuous learning comes in. It's
Hmm.
not like you just, cram for a test and then you're good to go.
Right.
It's about constantly evolving your understanding because the market's always changing, right?
Always.
New technologies, economic shifts, geopolitical events. You've got to stay adaptable. Keep refining your approach.
It can feel overwhelming, though, right? Because it's like the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
So, where do we even start with this whole continuous learning thing? Are we talking like hours of reading financial news every day?
You know, it doesn't have to be this massive undertaking. The beauty is you can integrate it into your daily life. You know, listen to a podcast on your commute. Maybe during your lunch break, you skim some industry news, or even just set aside like 30 minutes in the evening to just kind of dive into a company's annual report. It's about consistency, making it a habit.
Small steps.
Exactly.
I like that. So we've laid this foundation of knowledge. We're constantly learning. But how do we actually put it into practice? How do we
Yeah.
go from analysis to action?
That's where the source's emphasis on developing your own trading rules and keeping a detailed trading journal. That's where it really clicks.
Okay, so this is where things start to get a little bit more tangible, right? It's
Yes.
not just theory anymore. So let's talk trading rules. What are we talking about here? And how do you even begin to define your own?
So think of your trading rules as your own personal investment philosophy, like codified, right? It's tailored to you, your risk tolerance, your
Yeah.
goals, your investment style. Are you someone who's okay with high risk, high reward? Or are you more conservative? long-term outlook.
Right.
Defining those rules up front, it helps you stay disciplined. Avoid making emotional decisions.
Yeah. It's like having those guardrails in place.
Exactly.
To keep you from veering off track.
Right.
So you've done your research. You've defined your approach. But how do you know if you're actually improving?
Right.
That's where the trading journal comes in, right?
The trading journal, yeah. Yes. It's more than just a record of your trades. It's a tool for self-reflection. It's where you document not only what you did, but why you did it.
Okay.
What was your emotional state? Were there any external factors that might have influenced your decision?
So it's not just about tracking wins and losses.
No.
It's about understanding the why behind them.
Exactly. Because you start to see those patterns in your own decision-making.
Wow.
Are there certain market conditions where you tend to do better?
Interesting.
Are there emotional triggers that lead to impulsive decisions that you later regret? The journal gives you that data.
It's like holding up a mirror to your own investing habit.
Exactly. So you can identify those blind spots and become a more disciplined and ultimately successful investor. And you know what I love about the example and the source?
Yeah.
Is it brings all of this to life.
It does.
It shows how these elements work together in a real-world scenario.
Yeah, so walk us through it. It's this investor, right? They've been doing their homework, they're learning, they're analyzing companies, they've got their trading rules, and then they come across a stock. It looks promising on the surface. They've done their due diligence, they've looked at the financials, it seems like a good fit for their strategy.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next?
This is where that discipline we talked about, it really kicks in. They don't just jump right in.
Right.
You know, they pause and they consult their trading journal.
They go back to their playbook.
Exactly. They've identified a potential opportunity, but now it's time to validate that against their own rules, their own system.
Okay, so let's say this investor, their journal, it shows that they've had a lot of success with companies that have strong earnings growth, a history of innovation in a certain sector, and this new stock, it checks those boxes.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next?
This is where emotional control becomes so important. They don't get swept up in the excitement. They've got those predetermined entry and exit points.
Yeah.
Right? Because even the most promising investments, you know, the market can still throw curveballs.
They're sticking to the plan.
Exactly. Sticking to the plan. And crucially, they're documenting everything in their journal. How did the trade go? Did it meet their expectations? Were there any outside factors that came into play? It's that constant feedback loop.
Right. Always analyzing, always refining.
Yes, that's how you improve. It's not about hitting a home run every single time, you know?
Right.
It's about building that sustainable system for long-term success.
And that's really what this all comes down to, right? Like the source said, it's not about luck. It's about informed action, persistent effort.
It's a journey. Mm. And the more you embrace that, the more you can learn from every trade, every market move. You become a stronger, more informed investor. And, you know, something to think about. As you get deeper into this world, the source focuses on individual stocks. But how might understanding those bigger macroeconomic trends, you know, things like interest rates, inflation, how might that add another layer to your decision making?
That's like leveling up your investor game.
Exactly.
This has been such a great conversation. So many valuable insights. We talked about the importance of hard work and study, how to analyze companies, develop those trading rules, keep that journal, and how it all comes together. Remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to investing. So keep those brains engaged. Keep asking those questions. And who knows? Maybe you'll unlock the secrets to your own stock market success story. Until next time, happy investing, everyone.